producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to get back into the mode of conversation about what's going on Conversation Radio. This is the weekly program known as the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Some people call it the TRCS, but not us. We are perfectionists. We are into this for all it's worth. And when I say we, it's Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on this program. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is and Talkers Television. We're here every week with the facts about the lists, the stories, the hot topics, if you will, from News Talk Radio surveys. And then we'll talk, Michael will comment on some of the stories, we'll clarify what's going on in the business. So hopefully you'll stick around for the hour and be much more knowledgeable about issues and the things that require intelligent conversation, right, Mr. Harrison?
My goodness.
Isn't that
I like
great?
What you say. We'll talk about the issues, if you will. I like
if
that
you
word.
Will.
If you will. What is
if
that?
You won't? Well, you listen. You don't have to talk about it. You just listen to us then.
Right.
All right, shall I
go through the list?
I would think that would be an excellent place for us to start, yes.
Okay, it's a very good place to start. At number 10, we have the National Football League playoffs. This is what people who like football live for.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I mean, it doesn't get any better than this coming.
And you're talking about you now. We're talking about Michael Harrison now.
I live for this.
I know you do.
Well, sort of, to a certain degree. I live for other things, too. Pizza.
Yes. You live for being on this program with me every week.
Being on this program is the highlight of my life.
It is.
Don't tell
Bernadette that, but that's okay.
I'm grateful.
Bernadette's Michael's wife. Go ahead, keep going.
At number 9, 13 Hours, the film and the passing of Eagles founder and rock star Glenn Frey. At number 8, we have the Flint water scandal. At number 7, we have the Making a Murderer series. At number 6, we have the Sean Penn El Chapo interview. At number 5, the battle against ISIS. At number 4, the Oscars boycott. We have sinking oil prices tied with tumultuous world financial markets at number 3. The Hillary Clinton email investigation is at number 2. And number 1 has just dominated the conversation. I'd say most of the national conversation has been about number 1, the presidential race. We have at number 10, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. We have Stephen Avery and Glenn Frey tied at 9. At number 8, we have Sean Penn and El Chapo. That's Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. At number 7, Spike Lee and Jada Pinkett Smith. Bernie is at number 6. Sarah Palin has emerged on the stage of public discussion again at number 5. At number 4, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Jeb Bush. At number 3, Hillary and Billary. At number 2, the Donald. And at number 1, the President, Barack Obama.
There must be a jib-jab or something mashable on Sarah Palin from this past week. I listened to that for 20 minutes, and I was trying to figure out what in the world she was really talking about. And I don't mean this as there's so many people who have talked about her, and the thread of the story has been the same, so there's nothing really new there. Just in circumstances like that, what you realize is that politics is just like everything else. People go around grabbing their butt. I'm sure that she called Trump and said, I'll come and endorse you. She got on a plane, flew down there. They didn't know what she was going to say. They didn't ask her what she was going to say. She walked through the door, got on the stage, and went off onto this whatever it was that she went off on, and then says to Trump, I endorse you. I hope you get to be the next president, and shook his hand, and that'll probably be the last time. After he listened to that, I'm betting it'll be the last time she shows up on the campaign trail for him. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if there's that much thought put into it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's all grabbed you.
I'm teasing. I'm saying, I don't even know if that much thought went into it.
Oh.
I don't know what he was thinking. I was watching his face, and you know, he was doing his faces. He was mugging for the camera.
Right, yeah.
What can I say?
She is,
I
mean, who she
first
is.
Of all, the question is, did she help him or hurt him or nothing him?
Didn't do anything for him one way or another. I don't see it.
Yeah, it's all a circus.
The fascinating thing about this is that the Republican hierarchy, now we have these media, what's her face on Fox, who they're starting this campaign. There are 10 or 12 media folks, and some refer to them as media elites, who are starting this conservatives against Trump movement. And there are people that are visible on the air, or they're writers or people that have visibility. Megan, what's her last name? Fox? What's her name on
Megan
Fox?
Kelly?
Kelly, that's it, yeah.
Megan
She's the
Fox.
Leader.
She got the job because she had the right name.
Right, exactly. Megan Fox on Fox. So anyway, they just don't get it. They don't get what the people in the country are saying. We don't care about all you, the elitists anymore. Whether you're in the media or you're politicians, we want to blow the system up. That's why we like them. They don't get it. And this guy's getting more popular every day. He's going to walk through there. It's going to be like the walls come tumbling down in Jericho. And you get upset with me, but it isn't even me. I just sense that listening to people talk about it on the air on my program and other programs that are certainly more ensconced in this conversation than I am, never mind even seeing, drive around. You're in Florida. I'll bet you see more Trump bumper stickers around there than you see anything else. Am I right or not?
I don't know. I haven't seen one Trump bumper sticker.
Oh.
I hate to say that to you, but you might be right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure what you're saying. Are you saying that Trump's taking over the country and that he's going to be president and that he's going to replace the media? He's going to replace the pundits?
No, I'm not saying he's going to replace the media. I'm just saying that there's so much anger, seething anger from people. I haven't got one phone call on my Monday through Friday program that supports anybody else. My Facebook page, facebook.com/good day, and Twitter account, there's nobody supporting anybody but Trump. And we don't even talk about that stuff on my program, per se. It's just that's what people are saying. And every time,
so what do you make of that? Are you saying, Doug? Are you saying that what you're hearing and what you're seeing, the idea that perhaps every bumper sticker I would see, I happen to be in Florida at the moment, would be Trump, and that everybody that's contacting you, all the feedback on your program is for Trump? Are you saying that Trump is inevitable?
I think Trump is a good bet at this point, and it's because of stories that continue. Look at this. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the Flint water scandal. That is complete malfeasance on the part of politicians. And people don't care whether it's local, regional, statewide, if you will, national. They see this kind of incompetence, and they're paying. The taxes go up all the time, and they keep paying for this kind of incompetence, and people are finally waking up to the fact that in the case of the Middle East, Obama said we're going to get out of Iraq right away. Hey, we're still there. And we've created this Daesh from that mess that was all political. Look at all of the El Chapo. He's back in jail. How'd he get out of jail in the first place? You know, this kind of stuff, the emails from Mrs. Clinton, all this corruption, the movie 13 Hours. Did you see that this past week?
No, I have not seen it.
Number 9,
yet.
See the movie, and you'll see why people are seething, why they want somebody like Trump. They want anybody but who's a part of the system, and I think that's really what's going
on
here.
You think if they get Trump, they'll get anybody?
Well, they'll get anybody who's not. They'll get somebody who's not in the system.
Well, and somebody not in the system is better than somebody in the system?
Yes, I think that looking at all these stories, that's what I hear. All these people who think that the reason we have so much trouble is because all these people are corrupt in the system. Let's change those who are in the system to get people from out of the system. Yes, I think that's what's going on.
Doesn't that sound like every election you've ever heard about?
It was Hope and Change, Mr. Hope and Change. Look what he did.
Yeah, so why
I don't know, but he was in the system, Michael. He was in the system.
Hey, Doug, you're raving like a maniac. You sound worse than Sarah Palin.
All right, shh, I'm quiet.
What is going on with you today?
I
thought you don't like to talk about politics.
I don't. We're not talking about anything.
Listen to you.
We're talking about
the country's going to the dogs. I can't even get a word in. What am I, your audience here?
No, calm down, Michael. It's okay. We'll go on.
Man, it's like, how long is this going to go on?
It's stopping right now.
I'll go out for breakfast. I'll come back when you're done.
All right, in 3 minutes you can come back.
Do you really believe everybody's walking around seething with anger? That is a load of crap.
I'm trying to do a radio program here, and I'm sounding like all the other guys who are on the air. You don't want me to sound like everybody else.
I want you to sound like whatever's authentically you. I understand there's anger out there, but I think it's a focused anger. It's like a laser. It's within the frame of the media. I don't think people are walking around that angry.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't think voting out of anger for anybody outside the system, particularly necessarily somebody with a pretty shaky past, is necessarily the remedy. It might be a bigger symptom.
Mm.
Quite often, when populaces get angry and vote emotionally for somebody that's going to tear down the system and restore pride, that's when you go from the frying pan to the fire. And I think that's why a lot of people are concerned about Trump, because he may not be the answer. He may be the next step in the cancer that's brewing in this country. I'm not saying that's my opinion. I'm just pointing out a different perspective on this syndrome that you seem to be suddenly so excited about.
Okay, so let's pause now. It's 18 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation and enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we're working through the mind of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Every week at this time, he gets together with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We've been doing this for years and years and years. The Talkers charts for the week of January 18th to the 22nd are in the focus of our review. And the thing that I believe is one of the most interesting discussions this week, the Oscar boycott, or what some would have to be boycott. And there really are some great points on both sides of this issue from people. If you don't want to listen to anybody who's white, you listen to the folks who are black, who seem to be invested in this, and you hear some pretty interesting back and forth, Michael.
Yeah, well, we all know the Oscars are political. You don't hear that much about art anymore in movies. Whenever you hear about movies, all you hear about is box office. Very seldom do they talk about critically raved, you know, wonderful breakthrough, excellent performances. It's all number one at the box office this weekend. Now this movie beat Star Wars number one at the. Think about when you know, you were younger, or back in the days of you know, different eras. And I don't want to sound like I'm a nostalgia freak, but I remember that you didn't even know what the box office was. You only knew about artwork. You only knew about critical praise and you know, what people thought of movies. And now it's all about money, and it's all about politics. The Oscars have long been political, and now the race issue is involved. Do you remember when people like Sidney Poitier were praised for breaking the color barrier?
Yep.
And here we are in 2016, and we seem to have made little progress, or at least in the minds of many, when it comes to a naturally fair representation of the races in movies or in Hollywood. Hollywood's always been accused, and in some cases rightfully so, of presenting a biased, imbalanced, prejudicial view of races and ethnicities and genders and types, you know?
It really is pretty compelling listening to both sides, but I think that the fox here is out of the hen house in the fact that what most people didn't know, they think the people that they see at the Oscars are the majority of those who are voting. And in fact, the people who are voting, you never see at the Oscars, because they are usually retired from the business. Now, what you find out when looking at this, and one wonders why they haven't fixed it with themselves instead of like going out there like it was some public thing. It's their own problem. They got too many old people who are not in the business anymore, who don't really follow the business. So they vote and they weigh. The voting is weighted. And so if you had the people that are actually in the business, the stars, the actors, the people behind the scenes, all the folks who belong to these unions, if in fact they voted and the people who were gone didn't vote, I think you'd get a more accurate representation of what's good. I thought Will Smith did a great job in Concussion. How many people have even seen the movie? You're a football guy. Did you see that movie?
I thought he was great. I thought that he deserves an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, but you didn't get one.
Without question. But then again, you see, I didn't see every movie, and I don't think everybody has. I think fewer people see a variety of the movies out there than used to be the case. I think most people don't know what these movies are. Most people haven't seen most of the nominated movies or the nominated actors or actresses anymore.
I think this year, my
thumbnail interpretation.
This year there seem to be more popular movies. That's always been the complaint, or certainly in recent years, there weren't enough popular movies. But a lot of the Spotlight was a pretty popular movie that did. It won what a couple of awards at Critics' Choice show last week. It touches a nerve, and I mean, if you talk about commentary, 13 hours. Have you seen that one?
Not yet, as I said. But I've seen the last three movies I've seen has been The Martian, Spotlight, and Concussion. I haven't seen Star Wars. I haven't seen 13 Hours.
Yeah, you'll enjoy them both. I assure you that you will.
I will.
Knowing you, you'll like them a lot. Mark, Michael Harrison is here on the countdown. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast, working with my team to get our Tax Act Chevy in victory lane. Away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. Tax Act is the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate, with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer, with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go, and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-2602. That's 1-800-679-2602. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-2602. That's 1-800-679-2602.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Now 33 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, here with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Michael Harrison. Michael, you could take it and you'd say, here with me is Doug Steffen, I'm Michael Harrison.
I could say that. It wouldn't be true. This is your show. I'm in the role of a guest.
No, you're the...
You're at the desk, the seat that's higher, so I have to look backwards and up to you. Don't you love the way they do that on TV talk shows? They create a situation where the guest is totally upstaged by the host.
Yeah, isn't it great, huh? All right, let me talk about that. You bring me around to something that I think was very important on the News Talk radio stations this week. The passing of Glenn Frey, noted at the number 9 position. I heard some really good talk radio. You know that I'm not a big fan of all the political stuff. I like varied conversation, and I love music, and I really quite like Glenn Frey and the Eagles. So when I listen to some of these things, I'll tell you two different experiences, and then if you carry it from that, I'd appreciate it. How people talked about, not his life. I heard a great guy, and this is storytelling. A fellow who had been Joe Walsh's manager, his name is Dave Spiro, who talked on a program that I heard about how he got together with Glenn Frey and Joe Walsh and what's his face?
Don Henley.
Henley, and put them back together again. And it was a fascinating story at how it all came about. I think that's great talk radio, great conversation radio. And not only the story of how they got together, but I heard another program that had a doctor on it who said that Glenn Frey didn't have to die. He shouldn't, if he'd have been under a doctor's care that understood what the doctors were giving him to ruin his gut and create the immune system deficiencies that he had, he would have lived. I have two fabulous ways of looking at that story that you wouldn't hear anyplace else but on a good talk radio program. Am I right?
Well, I agree that talk radio does not live up to its potential for all of the different topics that can be discussed. But I'm not saying there's anything wrong with political talk radio.
No, I'm not either. No, I'm just saying
I have to be careful when I say that. No. Political talk radio is just one sliver of a potential pie. Hey, I started in talk by talking about music. I used to be a very talky music host. And I used to interview rock stars and create, connect the dots between their music, their lyrics, and what was going on socially and politically at the time. And it evolved into my being a talk show host and then my becoming an issues talk show host. And, you know, the rest is history in terms of my career. But I see popular culture, intelligent discussion about popular culture to be something that is sorely missing in the American marketplace of ideas in terms of discussion radio and television.
Mm-hmm. So in bringing our focus back around to that, because it does stimulate people, it is kind of neat to find these people. I find there's a broadening. We may be going back to a broadening of the sort of conversation. I think everything needs to mix well. And I think our countdown story list sort of is indicative of that. Another fascinating conversation this week is the Flint water situation and how it got to be as bad as it is. And, like, seemingly all of a sudden everybody's paying attention to this. There have been good reporters and a couple of local talk people that have been on this since 2014, and nobody's paid any attention to it outside of their immediate area, including the people that run the state and run the country.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of these going on around the country, and eventually, when the media brings it to the forefront of conversation and puts it in the spotlight, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But this is, of course, a political issue, and it's also, in some ways, a racial issue.
Mm-hmm. Do you see, as we move ahead, the so-called business or money radio programs? We've had this division. Remember when you and I started talking about me doing this program, we thought, okay, maybe we can do a countdown for the sports talk radio stations. We could do a countdown for the business talk radio stations. And then we decided, nah, we better not do that because it just gets too much into the weeds. But it seems to me that with the advent of people being interested in broadening out this number of sports talk radio stations that have come on the air, are there more business or money focused stations coming back on the air? Because it was good for a while and then it seemed to have waned a bit. Is there more of a resurgence or an interest in that?
There's an interest in money, but I don't see a resurgence in more stations with the money format.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that. I'm not picking that up, but I do think that money talk is usually interwoven within the news talk station format, because the economy is a major driving factor for political conversation. But there are a lot of money shows out there, and there always will be, and most of them are on news talk stations such as the one that we're being carried on at the moment across the country. These subjects that we talk about on the Talk Radio Countdown Show are culled from conversation on news talk stations, not sports talk stations, not money stations, news talk, which proves that they do talk about movies, they do talk about the Oscars, they do talk about sports, they do talk about, gossip and sociological subjects on news talk radio. But remember what I said when I did the countdown. I said the number one topic is the presidential race, and that was dominant. In other words, exponentially far greater than, say, the making of a murderer series at number 7 or the movie 13 Hours or discussion about Glenn Frey or even discussion about the NFL playoffs. People this week, if you were to tune into any news talk station that was talking national issues, not local issues, it would be about the presidential race. It would be about Obama, Trump, Hillary, Cruz, Hillary's email investigation, ISIS, and maybe a little bit left over about Sean Penn and El Chapo. That's it. That's the dominant conversation. They're not really broadening at all as much as they could. But, hey, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on music stations in the mornings. You have pop culture talk show hosts that aren't even in the conversation when the mainstream press talks about talk radio. Mm-hmm. The mainstream press always turns talk radio into right-wing political talk as if they were one and the same thing, and I'm here to tell you they are not.
Mm-hmm. So that brings me around to something else that we here who do this are so good at. You and I are both away from the storm, literally and figuratively, but as we do this program, many stations that carry the program from the Carolinas through the Virginias, Tennessee, up through the Delmarva, into New York, New Jersey, and New England, are being inundated with a wild storm. And as I listen around, because I want to put things into perspective, so I go online and go find some of these stations that are good in their local markets, they stop whatever they're doing, and they become public servants. The traffic and weather is interrupted by the traffic and weather. And it's all a service. This storm is really a wild consideration. And as biased as you and I are, I think radio really does do a better job at this than television or any other medium.
When radio does it.
Yeah,
when whenever there's a crisis, whether it's a storm, a flood, a fire, and we always have natural disasters, don't we? I mean, there's always something happening.
Yeah.
Radio is split into two camps. The radio that rises to the occasion and proves to be the vital, instantaneous, public servant media of all media, and those that are an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
Because some stations don't have staffs working there. They're automated. There's national syndication. You can have a tornado raging through your neighborhood. You can have a flood washing out your house. You can have winds blowing down buildings, and you turn on the radio, and you hear some guy talking about Obama.
Right.
You know, and that's the furthest thing from your mind when you're in that. However, in every city, in every market, there usually is at least one, hopefully more, stations where the people suddenly are on the front line as first responders with information and then some to help people. And that is radio at its best.
It really is. I'm going to give people a chance to think about that for a moment as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here at 43 minutes past the hour.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
This report is brought to you by Mironova Labs. Whether it's staying active and fit or doing the activities we enjoy most, making heart-healthy choices is the key to improving our overall health. Yet many people may not realize there is more they can do to protect their hearts from the damaging effects of oxidative stress. Dust the Rust Off is a nationwide public awareness campaign designed to educate America about the important role of taking a super antioxidant ergothionine supplement to protect the heart from oxidative stress. Dulvit Quince, the Biggest Loser celebrity trainer.
Your heart is at the core of a healthy body, but many Americans are letting oxidative stress literally rust and damage their hearts. That's why I am proud to partner with Mironova Labs to motivate America to take action and dust the rust off their gym equipment, running shoes, and especially their hearts. By committing to a good diet and taking a daily ergothionine supplement like Mironova EGT+, I encourage everyone to go to dusttherustoff.com to learn more.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day.
This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
All right, 46 past the hour. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown program. So the focus that we have here often is in discussing what's on the air. That is the specifics of various stories, but the whys and the wherefores as well. And thus a trip over to Sean Penn's interview with El Chapo. You have said that whether it's a radio program or something that appears in print or even on television, there better be something good because there's so much. You didn't say because, but I'm going to put this in here and wonder whether it's not because there's so much competition. There's no more room for fluff. You got to be on things. You've got to write something that's really compelling, or you better say something or show something that's compelling because there's so much competition and people's attention span is so short now. Yeah?
Yeah, there's no room for filler. We used to have what's called filler. There were limited number of outlets and they would provide a certain service and then the rest of it would be filler. You heard filler on the radio. You saw filler on television, filler in magazines, stories that are fluff, stories that are just there to take space. You can't do that anymore. You can't have filler. You can't go on the radio and go, oh, all right, everybody, here we are. This is your forum. The phones are open. Whatever's on your mind, give me a call. And then, hey, Joe, the engineer, how'd you have a good weekend? Well, yeah, I had a barbecue. Oh, good. All that kind of stuff is over.
Really? I had a nice barbecue last week. I want to talk about my barbecue.
People don't care about your barbecue. It's amazing. They really don't. A case could be said, well, it's human interest. No, forget it. They don't give a damn about your barbecue. They don't care about what a funny thing happened to me on the way to the station unless that is a thought-out conversation that makes a point.
All right. So let's maybe carry this one step further. You and I were talking off the air about why certain advertising works and the way that it works. And partially, especially in our business, we have a lot of what we call endorsement advertising, where a host will use a product or talk about a product and be paid to talk about a product. And those usually work. Those kind of commercials usually work better than some of the other commercials. But you've got to have a really rabid, loyal following where people really are, whether they're following you on Facebook and Twitter and they know you went to this grocery store and you bought a pound of hamburger. I mean, that's the kind of foolishness that goes. That's why I hear what you're saying, and I know that's true, but you look at some of the other things that get people's attentions. Why do I care that host A went to the store and bought a pound of hamburger? I don't
only if you believe that host A is somebody that you turn to for advice, guidance, and information in running your life.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just turn to host A because host A is entertaining, but they wouldn't buy anything because host A told them to. When you get somebody who is a guru, somebody who has a true following in the definition of the word following, then that person has achieved the point where it's worth it to an advertiser to pay them to sell their loyal followers something they don't need.
Mm-hmm. But will people do it because they're doing it? Will people follow Alex Jones as an example because he has a really strong following, people who believe what he's saying, and therefore advertising of certain sorts works on his program? And maybe the same can be said for Limbaugh or Hannity or local hosts. Ron Owens in San Francisco, I've heard him do some marvelous commercials that I would be convinced if I was there to go over to the Blue Diner or whatever it is, Blue Fog. What is that? Fog City. It's Fog City Diner.
Yeah.
And
well, there's a difference between going to a diner because some guy you like listening to the radio, who you believe is a cool character, tells you to, or buying stock based upon his recommendation, or a medical product based on his recommendation that you know he's getting paid to tell you about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that. And it's important, by the way, as sort of in the weeds here, there are rules that when you do sort of a long-form thing, you need to, if it isn't obvious, you need to tell people that you're doing this for pay.
You know,
right?
It's against the law if you go on the air and you say on an FCC-regulated station, hey, the Jones Diner makes the best hamburgers in town, I love it, and they could prove you've never eaten there, you can go to jail.
Yeah, really.
Seriously,
I have been to Fog City Diner.
It's against the law to recommend something from personal experience that you have not experienced.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Now, see, you taught me something. That's good. Michael Harrison is here. We're conducting a review of the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown program, a review of the hot hits in talk radio and the announcers. Do we talk enough about, and does it, do we risk talking about some of the national people that we're on stations that have just local programming, or vice versa? We risk talking about some local hosts that a lot of people around the country don't know. I often wonder about that. So, because I'd like to spend more time. I used to on this program bring on, you know, I'd have a host or two on a week. We talk about the issues in their community. And then so many people say, well, I don't know who that person is. And why should it make a difference to me what's going on? Lars Larson comes to mind.
That's the point. People don't care what's going on in somebody else's community. It might be interesting for a moment. But would you stay tuned through an 8-minute commercial break to hear Joe Blow from some community on the other side of the country to talk about an issue there?
No. I might, but I'm not the average listener. No. The average listener.
People are interested in what's in their face. Mm-hmm. In that local community, Joe Blow plays a very important role and is one of the pillars of talk radio. I think talk radio could not exist if it weren't for the great local hosts. Mm-hmm. But I don't expect somebody in City A to care about what somebody is necessarily dealing with in City B. And, you know, these are the things you have to take into consideration when you evaluate an art form. And I do like to think of this as an art form, although at this point in time it's dominated by its commerce side. The sales end of American media has won the war. We used to have talk about the battle between programming and sales, the battle between editorial and advertising. Well, let me tell you something, folks. That war ended years ago. Advertising and sales won. They won.
Yep, that's where the money. Follow the money!
The programmers and the editorialists work for the sales department as opposed to the sales department working for the programming.
If I may anecdotally make a reference to me running, I was the operations director at WEEI in Boston in the mid-80s. And when it was the all-news station in Boston at the time, when I went in there, there was a war going on, just as you've described, between the programming department and the sales department. The sales department wants to sell everything. Program department says, nope, we have these rules, and we can't go over this, and we have it. So I just try to put them there. Nobody had ever put them in the same room together, really. And I said, okay, so why can't we all work together? Why can't you do things that are reasonable? I remember the sales manager's name was John Hirschberg. I said, okay, Hirschberg, how come you can't give them some reason to sell stuff reasonably that fits into the format? And then I would say to the people in the program department, the news director, et cetera, so why can't we accommodate these people and in some way, shape, or form make something newsy out of what it is that they're trying to sell in some circumstances? Or at least, you know, get together. If we don't have a sales department, we don't have a programming department because we go out of business if we can't sell the time. That's what a lot of people don't realize. We are here at your behest, and if we don't have ratings and revenue, we're gone. Hello, see you later.
Yeah, well, you're talking balance and cooperation. It's very hard to achieve that in the real world, in the workplace. It really is. It's very difficult.
Really? So do you?
Oh, you haven't noticed that? how about in government? Let's go back to Donald Trump. You know?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to bring me back to that.
What does Trump keep saying? One of the things he keeps saying, and he's right about this: I know how to make deals. I know how to do compromises. I'll get along with Putin. I'll make friends with ISIS. Well, you know.
I'm about making friends with ISIS, but do you think that we need somebody like that who can make deals?
And I do think we need people who can make deals. I don't know whether or not it's necessarily Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I believe in compromise through logic and goodwill.
Would he have been as successful as he is if he were not able to practice those balances?
I don't know how successful he is.
You know?
I'm not. From my point of view, I do not consider Trump successful. I consider Trump garish. I consider Trump to represent values that are not necessarily those that are held by the average American working person. Many of whom think that Trump is their hero.
Oh yeah. If you look at his apartment in New York, it's gold.
Yeah.
Everything about that place is so ostentatious.
But that's how I judge a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I judge a man by the values they display, not what they say.
So you like me because I have tractors then?
Absolutely. You're a man of the earth.
I am.
You're not a showy person. One would never know, knowing you, that you're an international media star.
Uh-huh. No, they know me for being on an international or a Massey Ferguson tractor.
No, I'm serious.
Frankly, I'm happy.
You're more my kind of guy than somebody who's ostentatious and whose only way of arguing with anybody is to tell them, nobody cares about you, you're not as rich as me, you're not as successful as me, your poll numbers are not as big as me, therefore your opinion doesn't count.
I see you're getting as heated about this as I was about a half hour ago. Good for you.
Well, I'm trying to end the program on a bright note since most of it was so boring.
Oh, I thought it was good, actually. Well, thank you, Michael. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, here on The Countdown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.